Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1096, The Greatest Pleasures in Life, and What is the Most Important Factor in Being Happy? Both by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com and your very own personal narrator, Justin Mollick, reading to you from the best blogs I can find. It's an award-winning show thanks to you. And I have two posts today, both from James Altucher. So let's get right to them as we optimize your life. The Greatest Pleasures in Life by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. At age 6, Jacqueline Dupre was running, cello over her head, down the performance hall where she was one of the performers that day. She was smiling and laughing and running. A janitor, figuring she must have just performed and was relieved and happy at how she did, said, "You must have just performed. Congratulations." And she said, "I didn't perform. I'm about to." She died at age 42 in 1986. She's one of the greatest cellists in history. But that day, at age 6, she was so excited to perform that she was running to something. She was running towards an exciting and uncertain and even scary future. I have to perform and do well. She wasn't running with relief and the fading of fear. She was running towards the fear. She grew up to be one of the greatest cellists of all time. I have to give a talk later today and tomorrow. I'm always nervous as and then stand up on Saturday. I have to teach myself to run towards something with cello overhead. I want to do this every day, laughing, happy, excited. I am about to perform. Happiness is a scam. I wrote the post you just heard about Dupre a year ago today. I'm always trying to make my articles evergreen, and here it is. I can post the exact same article today. It's to remind me how important it is to run towards something. To do rather than plan and think and analyze and hope. To ask a question, leave it in the air, unanswered, floating, but simply asking it. Even that is doing. To choose myself rather than waiting for others to choose me. Ultimately, if I choose myself, it means I am choosing freedom. How can I take a little more control today that I didn't do yesterday over the things I value most? How? A good friend of mine has a family member in the hospital right now. He's depressed and having problems. Too often we chase happiness, the next party, the latest drug, the next love, the clapping of others, the salary increase, the promotion, and all the other metrics society has approved as worthy for us. But I told my friend what I always remind myself. Happiness is useless. What is useful? Community. Good friends and relationships. 100% of the people in my life need to add to my life just as I hope and strive to add to theirs. Improvement. The goal is the direction. I want to be better at the things I love to do. A kinder person, father, friend, relationship, etc. A better writer. A better performer, podcast, speaking, stand-up, etc. Healthier. Freedom. What is freedom? It's not money. I've had it all and it didn't give me freedom. Money is good to pay for experiences and conveniences and pay for the bills. It's certainly important. Money is often the prison door, but it's not locked. Money will solve our money problems, but it is not the key to freedom. Freedom is that feeling to run to something. We know when we are free when it's in our heart, in our bodies. It's that feeling of curiosity about the world around us and permission to ask the questions. It's that feeling of, I learned today, even if it was painful and horrifying. because almost every moment of new freedom involves figuring out what prison is enslaving us. The prison might be a job, a relationship, the incorrect goal, the wrong decision, or just a feeling that something is amiss. I chose myself is that feeling of I can be myself even if I don't really know who that is and I never will, even if I feel like such a failure most of the time. I choose myself is that feeling of I can run towards something, not from something. My ideal list for today, what are the 10 things I am excited to be running towards? Hopefully one of those is you. What is the most important factor in being happy? By James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. The other day, I woke up angry. I was remembering all the people who I felt I did many good things for, and now they don't like me. I started to list all of the reasons they hate me. I started to think about arguments I would tell them to show them how wrong they are. Sometimes this takes up the first 10 minutes of my day until I stop myself and say, this is unhealthy. I try to replace these unhealthy thoughts with at least 3 positive actions I can take that will help others. Maybe the only thing I know in life, the more I help people, the more I have to give. It's like a barrel of infinite water. I wrote to one friend today and told her how something she said to me about how to create a beautiful work of art really inspired me. I thanked her for that. She told me to deliberately differentiate. I wrote to another friend about how this reconnection with me after so many years really touched me. It reminded me of the many thousands of moments we shared together. And I wrote to another friend how, despite all our troubles, I was looking at a photograph of us together where she was just so happy to be happy that it reminded me of all the special times we had together instead of some of the horrible times later. We're all just trying to survive. We all have our insecurities. We can sink in them or try very hard to rise above them. For a brief moment, despite the sea of fire she and I traveled through and ultimately died in, we were together again, and that made me happy. One time I was having a big problem in my life, a problem so big I thought it would kill me and cause my kids to live in agony for the rest of their lives. And then I ran into some friends of mine in a restaurant. They were playing chess. They invited me to sit and play with them. It was 2 a.m. and I had been walking around due to anxious insomnia. We played for an hour and I was happy. I was laughing, we were joking around, we were playing games. I forgot completely what I was anxious about. It was not so much the play or the laughter, but the community. These were my friends, on and off for almost 15 years. And here they were at 2 a.m. and we were enjoying each other's company. There was JP. There was Russian Paul. There was Sweet Pea. There was Falafel. It was like the Justice League of America, only they were all homeless chess players. I can't remember whether I won or lost. I just remember that I loved them and I loved that moment. And I love thinking about it now. 15 years later. Sharing and community make us a tribe, make us human, make us happy. When I give a piece of myself to you, I know that the world has changed, that the world has become better. Happiness is not about politics or about success or about improving my life. Happiness is about you and me and what we will do together. You just listened to the post titled The Greatest Pleasures in Life and What is the Most Important Factor in Being Happy? Both by James Altucher of jamesaltucher.com. And I'll keep this ending nice and short for you today, so have a great rest of your day and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.